Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Last time we were together, we emphasized very strongly the importance of making a demand on your faith, putting a responsibility on your ability. Amen? A demand, placing a demand on your faith, the law of increase. If you want to become something you've never been, you must do something you've never done. I'll say that again. That's very simple, but very profound. If you want to become someone you've never been, then there's something you must do that you've never done. Amen. All right, so we looked at the examples of the woman of Zarephath, the widow of Zarephath, and the woman who borrowed all the vessels and such, and we saw how important it is to place a demand, the law of increase. If we want to increase, there must be at some point in time a demand placed upon your faith. I mean, we believe God every day, but there's certain times you must stretch out and really put a demand on your faith if you're going to move forward and possess what you've not possessed before. Amen. Tonight I want to talk about the way to plenty. We're still in the faith crisis, and we're just piggybacking off of the law of increase, the way to plenty. You know, it's funny how oftentimes we aren't doing more because no one has challenged us to do more. That's, I think, one of the greatest characteristics of leadership, where a leader can consistently challenge or consistently bring out the best in people. Amen. You know, if you're a supervisor on your job or you're over some type of particular department, you know how challenging it can be to consistently bring out the best in people. You know, if you need to learn how to jump higher, you don't want to have to wait on a dog to get you to know that you can jump. I didn't know I could jump that high. Yeah, that dog got after you, jumped over that fence without touching it. But the fact of the matter is, it's people oftentimes aren't doing more because they're not being challenged. Because all of us have potential. That means there's a latent ability that is not, I'll use the word, that has not been tapped. There's more that we can do. We can be wiser. We can become stronger. You name it. We can become more of it. Remember, we need to be challenged. And so tell someone beside you, make a demand on yourself. Now, you don't want to try to put the same demand on somebody else that you put on yourself. You know, you don't want to try to control someone's life, but no, make it personal. Put a demand, you know, set your standard high. You know, you often hear me say, I'd rather miss the target shooting at it than miss it without ever shooting at it. Amen. At least I'm shooting at it. Peradventure one day I'm going to hit it. Bullseye. But amen, at least I'm shooting. So make a demand on yourself. Now, instead of going to Proverbs, let me shift here a little bit. Go to Matthew chapter 14, and we'll get to Proverbs, talking about the way to plenty. How many desire plenty? Some of y'all are starting to desire plenty. I desire plenty because there's plenty that is needed. There's plenty to be done. There's more to be done. You know, there's so much that lies ahead of us. We need abundance. Amen. Abundance is a sign of the promised land, a sign of covenant. Amen. God has promised us abundance. I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Not just material things, but even abundance of righteousness, the fruit of righteousness. You just exude the presence of God. You make right choices. You know, God gives you wisdom in circumstances to do things that'll leave people fascinated, because the wisdom of God is operating through you, because you're filled with the fruits of his righteousness. Not just material things, amen? Not just having, but being. Amen? So we need plenty. One thing that was said concerning Christ when he was here on the earth is that he was full of grace and full of truth. It says if all the things he did were written in books, John says this, that the world could not contain the books. Now try to wrap your mind around that one. Jesus did some works. It must be that every waking moment he was up to something. You know, he went about doing good. There was always something. And I don't know if that's just poetic. It makes a lot of sense in the sense that it's saying what he did was so astounding and so numerous that, you know, you can't, you know, number it all. Amen? So, make a demand on your faith. In Matthew 14 and verse 28, Matthew 14 and verse 28, Jesus is walking on the water, and all the disciples are in the boat, same set of circumstances, weather's bad, water's getting into the boat, look like they're about to drown. But when Jesus said, "Be not afraid, it is I," Peter, out of all the other disciples, answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." Now, that's one thing about Peter that stands out. Now, all the disciples in the boat, all of them had potential. You know, Peter's that guy that says stuff that you don't say, but you would have said. Yeah, you thought it, but Peter said it. Right? The potential was in all of the disciples, but Peter had the courage, or I don't know what you would call it, to face a challenge. Now, let me make a statement here. All of us see Jesus, right? All of us that are saved, we see him with our spiritual eyes. We know him. All of us see him, but few of us ask him something to challenge our potential. Like the disciples in the boat, they were hanging in there. They just didn't want to drown. I don't know. You know, Peter's a hard character to figure sometimes. Because in the midst of all that, he wasn't thinking about drowning no more. He wasn't thinking about the storm. He said, "Lord, if that's you, tell me, come out there." He wanted something to challenge his potential. If you out there, call me out there. You said the works you do will do. What we must learn to do, and the challenge is to be able to do it consistently, is to give our potential or give our potential something to maximize. Very few saints are maxed out. I said it earlier. Give your ability a responsibility. All that ability you got, but no responsibility. Now, in order for potential, if we're going to exercise the law of increase, if we're going to increase, your potential must be exercised to be fulfilled. It's like having a muscle that you never exercise. After a while, it atrophies. It turns into something else. Demand must be made on potential for it to be released. The law of increase. Stop being scared. Stop being worried about being disappointed. Stop being fearful of failing. Stop being fearful of God not coming through. Stop being fearful that it might not be God. You need to do like those lepers and say, why do I sit here and die? You need to bust a move and do something. Amen. Instead of just sitting there dying in that state, look at somebody and tell them, do something. You've got potential. It's not a perfect world, and things don't happen exactly the way we would want them to all the time. Sometimes it doesn't happen till the second time or the third time or the fourth time. But if you stay at it and have a determination that I'm going to maximize this potential, somehow this is going to work. And you don't give up and give in so easily and so quickly because you want a perfect world. It's not a perfect world. You're running all kind of stuff before you fulfill your potential. There was a storm raging, and disciples were afraid. And Jesus said, come, and Peter stepped out into a realm of potential. But even in that, he couldn't sustain it because he started observing what was around him. See, when you do that, when you step into that and you start maximizing, you can't turn back. You can't start looking around. You can't start comparing yourself to somebody else and then realize, man, I'm out here. Yeah, you out there. You better keep your eyes on Jesus too. Hello? But in order, you've got to maximize. You've got to step out into things. Now, I don't mean do foolish things, but, you know, you have to purpose. Set your goal and then go for your goal. You know, set realistic goals, set long-term goals. But don't just set little old goals. You know you was doing that when you was five. Can't lose with this one. Ain't no danger, ain't no risk involved here. I'll give a dollar. Potential has to be exercised to be fulfilled. Demands must be made on potential in order to release it. As I said earlier, to become someone you've never been or something you've never been, you got to be willing to do something you've never done. That's exciting right there. Go somewhere you've never been. Do something you've never done before. You know, we are such creatures of habit. The same thing all the time. Say amen, right? Pretty much the same thing. Got a variety of little list of stuff that you eat. You don't eat nothing else. There's nothing wrong with that in a sense, but sometimes be daring with things. And I don't mean be foolish, but be daring. Be, you know, take a risk with some things sometimes. But why? Because if you're going to become something you've never been, you got to do something you've never done.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 34 of The Faith Crisis, Arise and Build. You must know who you are to build the kingdom. God has equipped you for the task. When you are sold out to Him, you are able to overcome every test and trial. No enemy can stand before you. This is the time of the kingdom. The church is on the rise in stature, strength, spiritual power, and might. Proverbs 4:18 states, "The path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day." Arise and build. You have the blueprint.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.